Welcome back. This is an advanced edits lesson in Ableton Live 12, and we're building Ghost Jungle Ghost Notes for Smoky Warehouse vibes. And just to set the mindset, in jungle and drum and bass, ghost notes are not quiet extra hits. They're micro edits. They imply motion. They fill negative space, and they create that feeling that the loop is breathing inside a huge, dark room. If you do this right, your main kick and snare stay clean and confident up front. But there's this shadow layer behind them that makes everything roll harder and feel more ominous, without actually sounding busier. Here's what we're building today. You'll have a drums main group that carries the punch and clarity, and a drums ghost group that carries the subconscious shuffle. The ghost group is going to be filter, slightly saturated, controlled with gentle pumping, and placed into a dark reverb that you feel more than you hear. Then we'll resample the ghost layer and do a couple of micro chops so it gets that authentic edited break character. Step 0. Quick setup, because it matters. Set your tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. That's home bass for modern DNB. Now take your break audio and think about warping based on what you're doing. If you're just playing the break as a full loop, you might use Complex Pro. But for slicing and edits, switch to beats. Set preserve to transients. Turn transient loop mode off, and set the envelope around 100 to 130 so it stays snappy. Then, load a groove in the groove pool. Something like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 58 is a good starting point. Keep it subtle. Timing maybe 15 to 25%. Velocity 10 to 20%. The groove pool is not the whole sauce here. It's just a gentle tilt. We'll do the real feel with manual placement and micro timing. Now step 1. Pick your source and lay out your tracks. For this vibe, you usually get the best results by combining three things. 1. A break with character. 2. Clean kick and snare layers for consistency and punch. 3. A ghost-only layer that's darker and smaller. So make a drums main group with break main, kick layer, snare layer. Then make a drums ghost group with ghost break slice, ghost hats or rides, and ghost perk or clicks. And here's an important coaching note before we slice anything. When you pick ghost material from a break, pick by spill, not by hit type. You are not hunting another snare. You're hunting room tone, hat bleed, snare tail, little bits of air around the transient. That stuff sits behind the groove without announcing itself. Step 2. Create the ghost break slice track, the secret weapon. Drop your break on an audio track. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. One slice per transient. Use the built-in slicing preset if you want, or empty. Either is fine, because we'll build the chain. Now you've got a drum rack full of slices. Duplicate that slice track. Name the duplicate ghost break slice. And now we turn it into a ghost-only instrument. The goal, reduce smack, emphasize shadow. Put this device chain on the ghost break slice track, stock devices only. First, EQ 8. High pass aggressively somewhere around 220 to 350 Hz, 24 dB per octave. We are not letting this layer carry low end. If it gets clicky, dip somewhere between 2 and 5 kHz by 2 to 5 dB. And if you want that boxy warehouse body, add a tiny boost around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz. 1 or 2 dB is enough. You're not EQing to sound good solo. You're EQing for the feeling of a room behind the drums. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then level match the output. Make sure it's not louder just because it's saturated. Loudness will lie to you. Next, auto filter. Low pass 12 or 24 dB. Set the cutoff roughly 2.5 to 6 kHz depending on the break. A little resonance, like 0.7 to 1.2, just enough to give it character. If you want the ghosts to tuck after the transient, use a small negative envelope amount so the filter closes slightly after the hit. Next, drum bus. Drive maybe 3 to 10. Crunch carefully. Damp based on how bright it is. And keep boom off. Ghosts should not add sub. If your ghost layer adds low end, your mix will get confusing fast. Then utility, pull the gain down. Start around -8 to -14 dB. Ghosts should be quiet. Width can be slightly wider, like 80 to 120%, but keep checking mono. The main drums should usually stay more center. The ghosts can carry a hint of width. Optional advanced move, mid/side darkening. Add another EQ 8 on the ghost group. Switch it to M/S mode, and on the side channel, low pass a little lower than the mid, or dip some top end above 6 to 10 kHz. This keeps width without fizzy sides. Smokier. More industrial. Now step 3. Program ghost notes like a jungle drummer. Timing and velocity. Open the MIDI clip on ghost break slice. The first task is to find slices that are mostly tail and room. Audition them quickly. You're listening for air, not crack. Use Fold in the MIDI editor so you only see the slices you're actually using. Stay surgical. Ghost snare drags first. In D&B, the main snare is typically on beats 2 and 4. Put a ghost hit 1/16th before each snare. Sometimes, if you want a tighter flam feel, do 1/32nd before, but keep that rare. If you do it constantly, it stops feeling special. Velocity for snare drags, around 18 to 45. If you want an occasional accent ghost, 50 to 65, but treat those like spices, not a base ingredient. Now ghost hats. These should imply shuffle, not shout hi-hat pattern. Place tiny hat ticks in the spaces between kick and snare, especially that 1/3/16th feel inside each beat. Keep velocities low, like 10 to 35. Then micro-time them. Here's a strategy that keeps you from going sloppy. One reference, one drift. Keep your snare drags relatively consistent. That's your spine. Let hats and little perks be the wobble. Nudge a few late by 5 to 12 milliseconds for that drunken warehouse swing, and pull a couple early by 3 to 6 milliseconds so it still feels alive. And don't forget air hits. Add an ultra-low velocity rim, click, or Foley tick at velocity 5 to 20, filtered heavily. This is felt more than heard. Now, a live 12 power move, probability. Instead of muting and unmuting to create variation, select a couple ghost hits and set note chance to something like 10 to 40%. The ear reads that as human variation, and your 16-bar loop stops feeling copy-pasted. Extra coaching note, use velocity as EQ. Inside drum rack, open the sampler for the slice you're using and make sure velocity to volume is doing its job. You can also map velocity to the filter in sampler. That way, softer notes are automatically darker, which is closer to how real drummers and real rooms behave. Step 4. Make the ghosts pump with the groove, without killing them. Put your sidechain on the drum's ghost group, not on each track at first. Keep it simple. Add a compressor, enable sidechain, and feed it from drum's main or just your kick and snare bus. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the ghost transient still exists. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds so it breathes at 170 BPM. Set threshold, so you're only getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on hits. This is motion, not disappearance. Alternative vibe method, tremolo ducking with autopan. Add autopan on the ghost group, set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes volume modulation. Amount 30 to 60%, rate 1/4 or 1/8 synced. This can sound very rolling in a warehouse way. Map amount to a macro so you can bring it up in breakdowns and pull it back at the drop. Step 5. Warehouse smoke reverb. Reverb you don't notice. Put the reverb on the ghosts, not the mains. Make a return track called Ghost Verb. Add hybrid reverb. Use convolution with a warehouse or room impulse if you have it, or a hybrid blend. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transients stay clear. High cut the reverb around 3 to 7kHz, low cut around 200 to 400hz. After the reverb, add EQ 8 and cut a bit around 300 to 600hz if it gets boxy. Optional but very effective, gate the reverb rhythmically. Add a gate after the reverb and sidechain it from drum's main or even just the snare. Fast attack, medium release, and adjust threshold so the ambience breathes around the drums rather than smearing constantly. That's a classic controlled room trick, and it screams warehouse without sounding like a big shining effect. Now send your ghost group to the verb lightly, around minus 18 to minus 10 dB. The goal is, if you mute the ghosts, you miss the room. But you should not be sitting there thinking, wow, listen to that reverb. Advanced extra, saturate the ambience, not the dry. Try putting a saturator on the reverb return only, and drive it lightly. Your dry ghosts stay subtle, but the space blooms with a gritty character. Step 6. Glue the edit with resampling. This is where it starts sounding like real edited jungle. Create a new audio track called Ghost Print. Set its input to resampling. Solo the drums ghost group and record 8 or 16 bars. Now warp that printed audio with beats mode. Preserve transients. And start doing micro chops. Split at transients. Reverse a tiny tail here and there. Do a quick stutter on one moment. Add fades on clip edges to avoid clicks. Keep these edits small. If you're noticing the edit as a trick, it's probably too big. The whole theme here is subconscious motion. Step 7. Arrangement moves. This is where ghost notes stop being a loop trick and start being a record. Try this intensity mapping. In the first drop, run ghosts at about 60 to 80% intensity. Rolling but controlled. Midway through a 16, Automate the ghost filter cutoff slightly down so the pocket gets darker. In the last two bars before the drop, increase the ghost reverb send a bit and raise velocity slightly, not a lot. You're building pressure. Then on drop two, add a few extra hat ticks and a couple more snare drags for escalation. And remember a brutal but effective contrast trick. Thin the ghosts right before impact. Even half a bar where you remove just the snare drag lane, while the hat ghosts stay, makes the next backbeat land harder. It's the missing pull that creates the punch. Quick pro check. Ghosts should read on small speakers at low volume. Do a fast phone test inside live. Temporarily put a utility and AQ8 on the master. Roll off lows with a high pass around 150 Hz. Listen quietly. If the groove collapses, your ghosts are too subby, too wide, or too dependent on fancy space. Pull them more into that 500 Hz to 2K Hz mid-range weight and keep them controlled. Now, an advanced upgrade, two-layer ghost hierarchy. Split your ghosts into inner and outer. Inner ghosts are dryish, narrowish, tightly timed. They support roll. Outer ghosts are slightly wider, more reverb send, more timing drift. They create the air. This one change makes your loop feel three-dimensional without clutter.